We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Okay, this could irritate you, because it's a new study that asked the people to name the top F my life moments they've had to deal with. Now, when you think F my life, you feel like, okay, things are just hitting the fan. The S is all over the room.
I've had enough of life. I need to go back to bed.
I don't know. Because we have the top 10 universal F my life moments. And okay. I feel like some of these moments are not F my life moments.
A texter says, and I would agree with this one. I wonder if this made the list. I don't know about you guys. My F my life moment is dealing with these gas prices lately.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while.
Yeah, it has. They're way up there.
Especially when you go visit some other city. Because when I went to Orlando and even New York to visit my family, it's under $3. It's actually closer to like $2.12, $2.20 for a gallon. And I'm thinking, we're at like $3.20. We're not going to buck more a gallon.
Yeah, it's insane. I guess because we're farther out west. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Man, I don't know. I love Tacoma. It's $2.60 down there.
What? Where?
Yeah, just like right off I-5 and 5.
Is that by the on the Native American grounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's that Shell station right by Emerald Queen Casino, which if I'm ever driving by there, I don't even care if I have a full tank or an empty tank or a full tank. I'm filling up as much gas as my car.
I used to live right next to that one, and that was my savior. But there's also one in 5. Too, that's super cheap. There's a bunch of them.
Damn, dude, you guys are lucky. Of course, Mercer Island, forget about it. I think our gas is made of gold.
Yeah. Well, apparently Puyallup as well, because it's about 310.
Damn. So here's the number one F my life moment.
I'm going to visit the Revmore now.
Yeah, right?
Go ahead, do it. Are you ready? This one, I don't know. Maybe you guys can relate to this, again, because it's all about social media. Returning a wave to someone who wasn't actually waving at you.
Oh, I hate when that happens, man.
Okay, so that is an F my life moment for you.
Well, I don't know if I go F my life on that, but it's so awkward when you think somebody is looking at you. I remember it happened at Summer Meltdown. This person's waving frantically. I'm like, oh, I'm wasted. They're wasted. I thought, oh, this must be someone I know. I don't know. I start waving back, and then they gave the point, like, no, behind you. And I turned around.
Yeah, oh, that's a beating.
And that person's just laughing at me.
I totally misread this. I thought this was on Facebook when someone's waving at you. You mean these people are meeting in real life?
That's what I'm assuming.
No, you're probably right. Now it makes more sense, because I thought, what's so bad about the Facebook wave? Oh, yeah, that really sucks in real life when you're like, hi, oh.
Or as a Jeep driver, you know, you get that Jeep Wrangler wave.
See, that's cool.
But it sucks when you wave at someone, they don't wave back.
They gotta wave back.
One time, I think this guy was just a douche. He flipped me off after I waved at him, which I thought was funny, but I think he might have been having a bad day.
Oh, man. How does he not know about the Wrangler wave?
Oh, I think he does, and he doesn't like it.
Oh. Yeah, I try to do that, and more I'm trying to say hi to people because I'll take a lot of walks.
Right.
And so if I walk by somebody or I have to walk by somebody, like pass them on the left, I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, but it's so hard for me. It feels so awkward, and sometimes they look at me like, what is wrong with you? But I try it anyway.
My biggest one is when I walk out of the room and I forget something and I have to walk back to get it. I'm just like, F my life.
I hate walking into a room and forgetting why I was in there.
That too, yeah.
Like, it's just like, I came in here for what?
Number two, I know. And that's getting old, buddy. That's old time.
I don't know why I'm in here.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Forgetting your friend's birthday. How about that?
Nah, Facebook fixed all that.
Yeah. Honestly, if my friend gives me a hard time for forgetting their birthday, I'll just look at them like, dude, seriously, we're adults now.
It's Danny. The girlfriends that I think might, you know, I've noticed, at least in my generation, the girlfriends are the ones that get a little bit more butthurt about it. Dudes don't care. But sometimes...
Well, your daughter got mad at me, remember?
Yeah.
Almost. I redeemed myself. Well, I caught myself in time.
Her birthday is like an epic event, though. She's crazier about her birthday than the average human.
It's a bigger holiday than Thanksgiving.
It is. Yeah. It's a bigger holiday than Christmas for her. Her birthday is insanity.
Did she turn it into a whole month thing, or is it just the weekend?
It's at least a couple of weeks. Sometimes it's the whole month.
Damn.
Yeah, she's a pain. I mean, she's a lovely child. The number three F my life moment is misjudging the weather and wearing a sweater on a hot day, or being like Steve and not having boots on and stepping into a slush puddle.
Yeah.
Or forgetting to charge your phone so your alarm doesn't go off. Yeah, that sucks.
That's a legit fear of mine.
Yeah, mine too.
I woke up yesterday.
Well, you guys have your charger right by your nightstand?
I do, but my phone was like so messed up that it wouldn't charge sometimes. Oh, okay. And so I would be like, I thought that it was charging, and then that I wake sucks. Up and
look,
it was
Steve,
like 10%.
Just because you have a charger by the nightstand doesn't mean that it will plug itself into the phone. You still have to do it.
Yeah, sometimes you legitimately forget.
Which I did. I totally, like, really? I woke up, and I'm looking at my phone, and it's just there on the bureau with the cord dangling to the side of it, and I'm at 26% as I get up at 4 in the morning going, ah, dang it!
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, at least you woke up.
Well, I have a lot of alarms.
Okay.
I want to thank Amazon. Amazon's still waiting. Alexa wakes me up every morning.
Really?
Yeah, she's awesome.
I hate it when I accidentally...
You cuddle with her? Is that how it happens?
Yeah. Who's the big spoon?
It's right. Alexa.
Alexa's the big spoon. Come on.
Sometimes I'll end up pulling my cord too hard when I go to look at my phone.
Oh. That's why you're single.
Yeah. Exactly. And then I'll pull the cord out of the outlet.
Oh, you'll do that.
And then I'll put it back. I'm like, it's plugged in. It's fine. But it was not plugged in and not charging.
Yeah.
Yay.
So he says, I was riding a shopping cart like a scooter, but the weight was too far in the back and it tipped, spilling about 24 apples across the main road in front of the store.
Oh, damn.
Whoopsies.
That sucks. How about this one? Spilling coffee on a white shirt first thing in the morning. Yeah. Or just spilling. Yeah, I spill food on me. And like,
That happened to me. It wasn't coffee. I was having yogurt at my desk over here in station. And sometimes the yogurt that I have, you have to stir it. So I stirred it, but I stirred it too aggressive. So like a splash of the liquid flew off and landed on my pants. Right on my crotch.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Now, I wear black jeans, and this is a white yogurt. It leaves a white spot.
Yeah, Monica.
So now I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. So I'm like, okay, well, let me just grab this paper towel, dip it in the water, the glass of water I had, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to, like, pat it out.
Just that move you're making right there is disturbing.
Well, I dipped it too much water, so then when I put it down, it was just like, it unleashed, like, a fountain of water. So now it looked like I wet my pants. I got rid of the white spot. And I had to go to the front desk to greet somebody who was here to be a guest on the podcast.
That's fantastic.
It just looks like I pissed myself, basically.
Yeah.
That's why you just go to the kitchen and just splash water all up and down you. Just be like, there's a pipe leak. I would rather...
There's a pipe leak? Where is this pipe leak?
In the bathroom,
why is nobody else wet?
Because you fixed it. You were the hero.
Oh. You know Vicky's done this. You know this has happened to Vicky.
Well, I get
she's
that
kind
paranoid,
of a jinx.
Like, well, look, people are going to think I peed myself. So quickly, get water in my shirt, too. So it's not just, you know, it's pee. It's all over me.
Just making it worse.
I had a pipe leak.
I don't know.
Vicky.
I panicked.
That's the best.
These pipes are bursting everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just on me.
Yeah, just on me, and I think it's fixed now.
Because I was the hero.
Yeah.
How about this FML moment that was just sent in via text? I got kicked out of my house, found out my girlfriend was cheating on me on the same day. Ooh. My birthday!
Oh.
Happy birthday!
Now, that's a true FML moment. Yeah, that really is.
She was blowing out the wrong candles.
Yeah.
In person, has this ever happened to you guys? Pumping gas, the broken nozzle spilled gas over my nice shoes.
Oh, that sucks.
I just hate it when it gets on my hands and then everything smells like
for a long time.
Yeah.
So hard to wash that off. How about your umbrella turning inside out in the rain? We don't use a whole lot of umbrellas here. I mean, I think we would, but we really don't.
My wife uses an umbrella because of her hair. So I always find great humor when it's windy and just flies up like that. I think it's hilarious.
you're right, because, you know, a hoodie really doesn't work with her. She needed an extra large hoodie.
No, she can't wear a hat because of the curls and all that crap. Yeah.
You're such a nice husband.
Well, I help put it back down.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
What a great guy. I'm laughing while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's still funny.
Oh, dropping your phone in the toilet. Sarah knows this one.
Still never did that.
She did it at my house, at the housewarming.
Yep.
It was fantastic.
That was the last time she'd ever get that phone again, because now she had to get up to an iPhone because they don't support it anymore.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I never did it in a toilet. I dropped it in a glass of beer once. Oh. Yeah, because I was talking, we were playing trivia, and it just fell right into my beer, and I was like, well, still, guess I need a new phone.
Still better than Rev's toilet.
Yeah. True. I put it in a drink one time just because I always put it in the same place in my car, but I had to put a drink down in that same slot.
No. And I just went open cover. Just right in an open cup, right in a soda. Just threw my Coke in the soda. I put my phone in the soda. I'm like, boy, do I hate just being a creature of habit. Damn it.
See, I never take my wallet out of my jeans. So sometimes I forget when I do laundry and I throw my jeans in the laundry.
Yep. That's so hard.
I've had to go through so many different wallets because they've gone through the wash. And it always sucks because obviously then you got to like set everything out so it can dry. Oh, that's the worst.
And my wife is the F my life person when it comes to me doing that stuff, Steve, because whenever I'm visiting her, I just drink lots of coffee more than I do. Mm-hmm. And somehow decaf coffee just makes my nose run. Mm-hmm. And so I am going through Kleenex after Kleenex to the point where I just get bunches of Kleenex and stuff them in my fleece pockets. And then I throw them in the laundry, yep. And she's just like, oh, you are such a jerk, because they're everywhere. Yep. It never stops. It's just like a snowstorm in the dryer.
And sometimes it's something so small as like, even I'll forget to take the breast strip, those little, you know, those string breast strips out.
Those things.
And it just pisses me up because then when it comes out of the wash, it's like all the breast strips are gone. I have to get a new set. You know, it's just like, it's not like, it's more of just an inconvenience. It doesn't hurt anything.
But your wash smells so minty.
Yes.
Yeah. I did that one time I used to leave my iPod in my pockets. And I never checked them before. So I did the wash. All of a sudden, I hear boom, boom, boom in the dryer. And I was like, what is that noise? Go pull it out. And it's my brand new 2-month-old iPod. And I had to go buy another one.
Oh, no.
All my songs gone. And I was so mad.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know you mentioned the one with the coffee where it spills on a nice shirt. For me, it's always if you go out to eat and have like a pasta dish or something that.
Oh, yeah.
Anything with noodles. Yeah. As much as you try.
Yeah.
It always ends up like a little speckle. And you're just like, son of a bitch.
I you know, that's why I put the napkin on old school, like Three Stooges style, where I just put it in my neck.
Yeah.
And have it draped. I don't care anymore. It's like, I don't want my stuff to get ruined.
Yeah.
You don't look like an idiot.
A lot of people are like, you never grew out of the goth thing. It's like, okay, I'm not necessarily a goth anymore. I just, anytime I wear a light colored shirt, always stain it. So black's my color because I am just that clumsy.
Yeah.
How about this person said when you have a cart full of groceries and you either forget your wallet or your card does not work for some reason. Yeah, when the card doesn't work, that's like the most alone on an island feel.
Yeah, I always hate
when they're like, well, do you have another card? I'm like, no, I just have this one card.
Yeah.
I didn't think I needed to bring all of my credit cards to purchase this.
That's why I love Apple Pay, baby.
Yeah.
Android Pay,
too. It does help.
So good.
James on the BJ and Migs page says, get out to your car and forgot your keys inside the house after you already locked the door when it's snowing outside.
Oh!
FML.
Ugh. See, I have learned, because I'm that idiot, I always lock everything with the key itself. You know, because I will never lock a car from the inside. I mean, and my battery's gone and my automatic car opener button thing. Mm-hmm. So I then go, well, I'm not going to lock the car from the inside. I'm going to do everything with the key because then I know I got the key.
Look at you.
Because I'm an idiot. I'm the guy that puts his friggin' phone in a Coke. You know me. I'm an idiot.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, there are things we don't get enough of, and I got the list of them so that you can get more of this in your life.
Popcorn.
Popcorn is not on the list. Sorry, buddy.
Pizza.
Pizza, Danny, you get plenty of it, so don't even say you don't get enough of it, okay? All right, here we go.
Sleep.
Hey, look at Steve, the winner.
That's the story, I think, of all of our lives.
Sleep is the new cigarettes. Whereas if you don't get enough sleep, more and more people are shaming you, going, dude, that is, you got to figure that out. You can't go in your life without sleep. It, like, everyone is knowing how unhealthy it is for you not to get a proper amount of sleep, which does vary. But when you see sleep-deprived people, more and more folks are going, dude, looking at you like a cigarette smoker. Like, dude, you got to figure that out. You're not helping anybody not getting enough sleep.
But for me, man, I just can't do 8 hours of sleep. If I do 8 hours, and I've tried it, you know, on vacations or for a stretch, even with work, and try and plan it so I get that 8 hours, and I wake up and I feel worse than if I got 3 hours of sleep.
That's why I said you figure it out.
Like, yeah.
Because not everybody needs the full 8.
What's your sweet spot?
My sweet spot's probably 6.5 to 7.
Yeah, mine's right around 6. Even 5 to 6, I feel good. I feel well rested.
5, I feel a little crunchy. but I can do it.
Crunchy.
Yeah, I do. You know, and that, those will be on the severe game days where, yep, you know, I will just not get a lot of sleep.
If it leads more towards five, then I absolutely, though, need a nap before my wife gets home, because otherwise I'm just a zombie when she gets home.
Number three, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Disposable income. There we go.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a no-brainer. I don't feel like I get enough money.
Well, it's,
I think everybody, no matter what your tax bracket is going to say that.
But you know, if you do it right, though, Steve, no matter what your income level is, if you can have your own disposable income, which you can, your crazy money, your fun money, and you know, I don't think a lot of folks really think about this, because you get together, you get whatever, and then everyone says, we got our bills, we got responsibilities, and then people tend to either A, be irresponsible because they just want to have fun and they got to do it on the sly. But if you do have pools of money, and part of it is, even if it's like $50 a week or $20 a week, that disposable income is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell you what to do with it, even if they think what you're doing is dumb.
Like buying t-shirts, wife.
Yeah. I never had that. You know, we just didn't do it. I just sort of had to do it on the sly. But now, I mean, look, I got my board game money. It is completely ridiculous and crazy, but it's part of my disposable income. I make sure every other pot is filled, you know, as far as savings and bills, and make sure the kids are taken care of. And then I got my pot of disposable income. And yeah, my wife can go, did you actually spend that much money on a board game? I go, yeah, I did, but I got it from over here, so leave me alone.
See, my t-shirt thing is like a drug habit. I try and hide it from her.
Yeah.
I try and tell her that I get them for free. I do whatever I can. I don't know what you're talking about. I've had this shirt forever. Yeah. Why is there a tag still on it? Whoops. I forgot to take it off. Thanks for reminding me.
And I'm the worst, because I recognize things. As a matter of fact, the shirt you have on today, I don't recognize it.
No, I've worn this one before. But yeah, there are times where I have to. And you know what the funny thing is? She doesn't get upset that I'm buying these shirts. My problem is that they're like $20 here, $20 there. I don't really think about how much I'm spending.
See, that's the key.
You just bought three shirts this month. That's $60 or even more.
Math.
With shipping and handling.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't need to do that. And it's not even about, it's like, I don't mind you buying clothes, but can you buy like something that's not a black t-shirt? So I don't know what else to buy.
That's interesting. So she doesn't mind that you're buying t-shirts. She just doesn't like the style. She doesn't like your sartorial choices.
She would, I don't even know what the hell you're talking
about. That means fancy clothes. That's a fancy clothes word.
She would rather I buy like maybe a button-up shirt every once in a while for church or something, so I don't wear the same three shirts all the time. But I'm like, I only go to...
Oh, yeah.
I rotate three shirts.
That's all you need.
In 1 month. That's so they may be seeing the same shirts.
No. Who's paying attention?
No. No one. Her.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, if you have your own pot of money, it doesn't matter. And that's that disposable income. So if you can carve it out, hey, if you're lucky enough as you get going on in life, if you can make that pot bigger and have more money in there, but really having your own money, but then you're responsible, because you go, okay, this is what's in my pot. This is what I know, and nobody can bother me about it. I think it's really cool. So yeah, and disposable income is, I think anybody can have it as long as you just know what you're doing in life. Number four on the list, I totally disagree with.
Okay.
Exercise.
Oh.
Totally disagree with it.
Just totally in general.
I get enough of it. I don't care what anybody says. I do.
Oh, you're walking.
Yeah. I can't stand it. I really can't.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
I like it. It helps
I'm glad
clear my
you
mind.
Do, man. I mean, I don't have that. Most people seem to be like you, Steve. They get the runner's high or the exercise high, whatever it is. I don't get it. When I'm done, I'm miserable.
Well, it's like, I don't know. I enjoy it because it makes me feel better. But it took a while until I found the right things that I do that help my mind and help my body to feel like, okay, this was something I enjoy doing. And when I don't do it, I'm not bummed, but I'm just like, oh, weird. This is not part of... I'm not doing what's now part of my routine.
Yeah, I got fired from yoga one time because I didn't have a good attitude.
You got fired from yoga?
I got fired from yoga.
Wait, I didn't know they pay you yoga.
Yeah, well, she just basically kicked me out because I told her I was miserable after each class.
You're fired!
Fucking fired.
Yeah, well, basically, that's what I looked at. I looked like she just kicked me out. I was like, you know what? You're out. You know, I'm paying her, and she still got rid of me.
BJ's been canned so many times, it's just like, yeah, this is just the general response.
And now whenever he's being asked to leave anything, it's being fired.
Yeah, that's kind of how I look at it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How about this? Sunlight. Now, we here, of course, in Western Washington, we know that, which is one of the reasons why I do not mind that my wife lives in another state where there's sunshine, because I get to go see it. Yeah. So sunlight is important. I mean, we bought the sunbox when my wife first moved here because she really got the sads. And
so what is the sunbox?
It has the same UV spectrum as what the sun would give you, and you're supposed to sit under it. It's a super bright light, and you sit under it for 20 minutes a day, and it's supposed to really help with seasonal affection disorder, whatever the heck it's called.
But it's like a box she wears on her head or something?
No, it's a big, well, she'll show you. Vicky's got a picture.
Oh, and just point, you
it's
point
a big
it at
box,
you.
And you basically, you know, put it on a table, and you can shine it on you while you're watching a show, or maybe you're just taking a nap.
I just got to clarify for a text. Let me get this straight, Steve. You're a radio celebrity. You buy tons of T-shirts, and you only rotate three. That's weird, dude.
No, not the three T-shirts. No.
I have a couple of dress shirts that I rotate when I go to church.
And I have to tell you something. Steve
and
looks
I'm not a celebrity.
Weird.
What?
In a button-down shirt.
No, I look awesome.
Oh, dude, you do. It doesn't look right. It's just so weird when I see, like, I don't see your arms exposed. I see, like, a collar on you. It's just like, this is so weird.
I like wearing them. I just don't want to wear them at work because I'm not comfortable in them.
You looked weird at your wedding. I was like, he really should be in a T-shirt at his wedding.
Now,
he did.
Now, that's just crazy talk.
No, you
I
did.
Like
you
a
just
stud at my wedding.
You did.
Thank you, Rev.
I'm just not used to it.
So, no, it does not what you're used to. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it looks weird.
Like, I mean, if you came in wearing, like, you know, a sombrero, I would think you'd look weird. But if you wore it enough times, I'd probably think you look normal and awesome.
I could rock a sombrero. Vicky, would you get me a sombrero? Oh, actually, you're not Mexican anymore. You got the DNA test.
I am Mexican.
Danny, can you get me the sombrero, please?
I'm going to New Mexico this weekend. We'll get you.
Do they sell them sombreros at the New Mexico?
Can
I get a new sombrero at a New Mexico place?
Probably.
All right. Sweet. America. Okay. There you go.
F yeah. Salary, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we need enough of.
Wait,
don't get enough
salary. Did we just talk about money?
Yeah, that was disposable income, and then now there's we need more of a salary. Yeah, money made the list twice.
See, this is just income.
Yeah. I guess you can't get disposable income if you don't have more income, right?
Flawless logic. Yeah.
I skipped number six because, well, it's a tough one for me. I went right to number seven, but I should go to number six. We need more sex in our life, people.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I will say
the day, man. A lot of people are going to have the sex.
Yeah, they're going to have the sex.
They're going to have it.
Now, Vicky, you have a lot of female friends.
Will one of them have sex with PJ?
Yeah. No. That wasn't the question, but you know what? I won't turn it down if somebody says yes. Look, in my day, it was just known, whether or not it was true or not, that men were not the ones that were not wanting to have sex. It was the women in our lives that were not wanting to have sex as much. Has that changed as far as you know anecdotally with all the women you know? Because obviously we're not getting enough sex. I feel like in my day, it was like, ladies, can we get more sex because it would be good for you? It just seemed like we always had to do the convincing, whereas with men, on average, you don't got to convince them. If they want to have sex, they're going to have sex.
Well, you had to convince the ladies back then because you were told if you liked sex, you're kind of immoral, you were pure. So it kind of took the joy of sex away from it. So now we are a new generation. We're empowered. We love sex. So all my girlfriends, like, we talk about it. It's like, you know what? I really, really needed sex, and my boyfriend or husband really wasn't into it. You know, he was either hurt or tired or whatever, but we did it, and it was great.
It's amazing.
I know girls that have had to beg for sex.
My brain doesn't understand what it's like to say no to any woman that wants to have sex with me. My mind, and I've heard more and more people say what you're saying, Vic. My mind doesn't understand it because I'm always ready. I'm ready, you know, if I have a cold.
Are you ready right now?
I am ready right now.
So if your wife came in, you could go off into the other room and just
definitely.
Do it.
Oh, yes.
On the red couch.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was thinking more in the lactation station.
Yeah, the privacy room. Mm.
No, I'm with Vicky. I want a couch. I mean, come on. I don't want to stand up and do this. Come on. I'm old. I need some support. Okay, there you go. Rev just shook his head at me. Sorry, Rev.
Won't be the first or the last time he does that.
That's a visual I don't need.
Sorry, man.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.